Thank you. So I'm back on the topic of where to place these references in chapter five, and as you point out, it's a bit of a cumbersome reading for have all these references here. And as I read 5.8, it says it's a non-exhaustive list of ILO instruments, and they are deemed to be relevant to the code, but they are perhaps not every instrument that could be relevant, and they are perhaps not intended to be fully mandatory. So now, from today, we have a new option for where to place things, and it's not really an annex, but could it be a supplement? And would it be a problem for ILO to reference here a supplement, or could it be trusted to IMO and to UNEC and all the member states of these organizations to keep this up to date? And that would mean that if there is a change in any of these instruments, a name or a date or anything, it can be updated or amended. Thank you.